Hello, my name is Karen Guglielmo, the executive editor for SearchCIO.com and SearchCIOMidMarket.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on insourcing pros and cons. I'd like to first welcome today's speaker, Ben Trowbridge, the founder and CEO of Allsbridge Incorporated, a leading advisor to management in the planning, evaluation, and negotiation of outsourcing, shared services, and benchmarking. Prior to Allsbridge, he was CEO of United Messaging, where he led the re-engineering of the firm's cost structure, leading to the successful sale of the company to an investor group. Ben served as managing partner for Ernst & Young's outsourcing services business and COO for their global outsourcing business. He personally led and directed two of the firm's largest outsourcing relationships with a total contract value of more than $4 billion. Before joining Ernst & Young, Ben held a number of senior management positions in sales and marketing and successfully grew several vertical businesses from startup to maturity. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, thanks, Karen. Glad to be here today.
Great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're here today to talk about insourcing pros and cons. I'll spend the next 8-plus minutes asking Ben to answer a number of questions about today's topic. So let's get started. First, let me ask you, is insourcing on the rise, and why or why not?
Karen, great question. Insourcing itself is this year, because of the economy, more companies are evaluating in general their sourcing options, and insourcing has increased slightly amongst those options.
Okay, and what specifically are you seeing companies insource and why?
Companies are looking, typically it's a company that outsourced 3 or more years ago. Their business has changed through one of a couple of different things. Either their business has had undergone some M&A activity, it's grown or it's contracted. The economy has impacted them and they've had to shift their business, or they need flexibility that they don't think they can get through outsourcing, and therefore they go through a cycle of evaluating insourcing.
Okay, who makes the decision to insource? Is it through IT or a business decision?
It's a mixture. It's a mixture. The business users always have an impact on decisions to insource and outsource. IT definitely is part of that process, but business users often will drive this need more than IT.
Okay, and so what are some of the pros for insourcing?
Most of the pros for insourcing are a question of feel and how you believe you can control the fate of both cost and services and delivery to the business units. And that becomes self-fulfilling to a certain degree, and if it is, then it's in fact true. But the ability to react quickly to a business unit need or change and not be driven by SLAs that prevent you from changing would be number one. Number two would be the ability to vary services up and down based on the economy that, again, the SLAs may prevent you from doing. And then finally, the ability to innovate more rapidly because all the activities are accomplished insourced or an onshore fashion. This makes the cycle time faster.
It is surprising, though, in this economy with companies laying off and doing more with less, that they actually have the resources to insource. Is that an issue?
It is in some cases. If you look at the overall scope of activities across the U.S. economy that have been outsourced in IT alone, if you tried to insource and move all those jobs back today, there simply wouldn't be enough people to fill them by a long shot, particularly in a host of deeper programming skills. So it's hard to do, and it takes a careful evaluation. Even though you may have a labor pool that's becoming available in one part of IT or another part of your business, it doesn't mean that those people actually know how to actually perform the tasks you want to insource. So you have to be very careful.
Okay, so what are the cons of insourcing then?
Well, the cons of insourcing, the good news is with insourcing you get full control. That's also the con. You have full control. You have to worry about every last detail of program activities and the discipline of whatever has been outsourced, which over time you may have grown to where your organization didn't focus on those detailed activities in the past. Second is you have to grow the labor pool to be able to support a whole pyramid of activities. And again, if your workforce is matured and you don't have that sort of new recruiting blood coming in from outside the company as a norm, you may have trouble staffing some of these activities because, again, because you're not used to doing it before. And, you know, the I guess the last con, if you want to think of it this way, is the perception with the team that, you know, the work's moving back and they can potentially go back to the status quo. You have to really watch out for organizational issues with insourcing as much as anything.
Okay, and are companies saving money with insourcing? And if so, how much would you say on average?
Yeah, I think a company that introduces change, that's the core here now, the change of moving it back in insourcing or moving it out in outsourcing, perversely enough, will save in both situations because change typically is good if it's controlled and managed. And in insourcing activity where a company has their business has changed and shifted, and maybe they have some redundant insource and outsource activities, can typically save 10 to 15% by insourcing. Perversely, again, re-outsourcing that a couple years later, that might save yet again another 20%. Which it's just the cycle of costs growing and increasing over time.
Interesting. And what size companies or industries? Is there a kind of a sweet spot that gets the most out of insourcing?
The middle market, probably more than any can feel and see these changes. And middle market has a lot of different definitions. I know you guys have your own, but we think of the middle market as companies between $700 million and about $9 billion in revenue. It's a very big, wide middle market, but those seem to have the biggest impact.
Okay, and finally, are companies that you're seeing insourcing doing this as a result of outsourcing deals gone bad?
A percentage of them are, certainly. That's just part of business, right, that certain percentage of business transactions won't go right, lots of reasons for those. And I'd still say it's the minority. It's probably 10-20% doing it because the deal's gone bad. Most are because their business has changed and the services didn't match anymore and they simply need to move to the new.
Okay, and on that note, that does conclude today's podcast. Thanks again to Ben Trowbridge for speaking with us today, and thank you all for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks, Karen.